Coach, you notice you have your Michigan ring on. Do you use that as an incentive for the players or as a reminder?
I use that as a reminder how excited I am to be here, to be honest. You know, I assume that any Michigan player has rings, you know, and really I put that on when, as soon as I was hired here, in fact, it was still back in Baltimore. My son was still there before he came to Mishawaka, and I said, Brian, go in my case and make sure you get me my Michigan Rose Bowl ring. And he goes, come on, Dad, that's, you don't need to have that. I said, get it, I want it, you know. So he was driving back to Mishawaka, and that was one of the first things I got. You know, I do it seriously to look down and just say, you know, really how proud I am to be back. And that was a special team, and our goal is to get more of those.
When you earned that ring, a lot of times it came down to Michigan and Ohio State. Now you're coming into a situation where you have to beat out teams for a division title and then go into the championship game. Just talk about that aspect of it, that change since you were here.
I love the conference playoff, the division. In the SEC, we had that. And I tell you what, it gives teams a great incentive to be able to play for something besides just a bowl game. You know, I mean, these players are going to find out that championship playoff game is bigger than any bowl will ever be. And when you get ready for that game, that's for all of it. You know, and, you know, bowl games are great unless you're playing for a national championship. But to play for the Big Ten championship in a bowl game, I'm betting that game will be bigger than any bowl game, attendance-wise and everything. You know, and that's what'll happen with it. I know it was that way in the SEC. That game in Atlanta was like, that was unbelievable. And that's the way it'll be here, too.
You said a few weeks ago that you and Denard were sort of trash-talking. Has he had the upper hand on you?
Well, this darn kid would throw the ball rather than run all the time. I mean, anybody can scramble. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. If you're calling defenses against him, I said it after one of our days. We rushed four, played regular coverage, and you're asking for trouble. You know, when he drops back and you aren't perfect in your lanes, it's going to be a first down. I mean, he just, because he beats somebody, and he's going to beat you inside or outside. I didn't realize how fast he was. I mean, there's guys that have perfect angles, and all of a sudden, I look, they're past the stakes. You know, I mean, he really is something. So I've had to kind of be very humble around him lately, you know. Now, the other guy is starting to really get on a little bit, though, so he's been getting hit a couple times, so I can get on him a little bit.